Over the years, Al-Qaeda has recruited young men from across the Arab world, Africa, and Central Asia, including Afghanistan. The militant group has also attracted followers in Turkey. Last month, a Turkish man traveled to Afghanistan to search for his son, who left home 3 years ago to join Al-Qaeda. NPR's Sean Carberry sat down with the father, and he brings us the story.
Ferhatin Gemiş is a retired security guard from Turkey's northwestern province of Bursa. The small-framed 57-year-old says he often worried about his son Ibrahim, but he never thought he'd go through with his plan to join Al-Qaeda.
Duygusal, çok iyimser bir çocuk.
My son is very emotional. We tried to stop him from getting involved in Al-Qaeda. He promised us not to commit.
Gemiş says that there were several factors that influenced Ibrahim, who was 16 at the time he ran away. First, his older brother.
2007-2008 yıllarında,
my other son, Viral, came to Afghanistan twice in 2007 and 2008, and I am pretty sure he was involved in Al-Qaeda.
Ibrahim was also swayed by his friends, some of whom were sympathetic to Al-Qaeda. The third factor was the community in general. Gemiş says that Bursa province is a very religious place, and there are what he describes as hubs of radicalism there. Turkish authorities have arrested a number of Al-Qaeda suspects in Bursa in recent years. In late 2009, Ibrahim was working in an internet cafe. One night, he didn't come home.
He left a note saying he was going off with his friends and everything is okay. We found out that he went to Istanbul and then traveled to Afghanistan.
4 months later, Ibrahim called home. He said he was in Afghanistan's Helmand province and everything was fine. He said he'd be home soon. That was the last the family heard from him.
Both the anti-terrorism department and the police investigated. I waited for months, and they didn't provide any information. Finally, I tried the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and they couldn't help either.
So nearly 3 years after the last contact from his son, Gemiş flew to Afghanistan. He started by going to the Turkish embassy, where he was told that there was no sign of Ibrahim in Afghanistan. So Gemiş took a bus to Kandahar, the birthplace of the Taliban and once a major base for Al-Qaeda.
I didn't care that people told me it was dangerous. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm looking for my son.
But he says that he found nothing there either. People told him that it's possible that Ibrahim had been moved to Pakistan or another country where Al-Qaeda operates. Even though he doesn't know what his next move is, he says he will pursue this until the end, even if it costs his life. He says that he has to honor a promise he made to his daughter. He begins to cry when talking about her.
She feels very sad. She is very sensitive because she is pregnant. She is the biggest reason I left home to find my son. I promised her I will find her brother and bring him home.
Gemiş still clings to the belief that Ibrahim is alive, somewhere. I just want to send him a message, he says. You have made a mistake, but you can return home and make your family happy. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.